Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Sportcast. You're listening to First Post. This is me, Rakesh, bringing to you the big sports headlines of the day. Former Indian cricket captain Sourav Ganguly has written to the BCCI expressing disappointment at the way matters are being handled under the Committee of Administrators. Addressing the letter to Acting President C.K. Khanna, Acting Secretary Amitabh Chaudhary and Treasurer Anirudh Chaudhary, Ganguly claimed that differences between the members of the COA have aggravated problems. He also took a dim view of the handling of the sexual harassment charges against BCCI Chief Rahul Jori. Ganguly wrote, and I quote, "I don't know how far it's true, but the recent reports of harassment have really made the BCCI look poor, more so the way it has been handled. The committee of COA from 4 has come down to 2 and now the 2 seem to be divided," unquote. The former captain is also disappointed that rules are being changed mid-season. He wrote, and I quote, "Cricketing rules are changed in the middle of a season which has never been heard of. Decisions made in committees are turned around with complete disrespect. One of my friends who is involved in matters relating to the functioning of the board asked me who should they go to. I had no answer. I had to ask who should I invite for an international game from a particular association as I did not know what was going on," unquote. He raised the ante with some cautionary words, adding, "Indian cricket with its massive following has been built over the years of hard work from superb administrators and the greatest of cricketers who have managed to bring thousands of fans to the ground. I, at the present moment, think it's in danger. Hope people are listening," unquote. On to football news now. A dominant performance saw Northeast FC defeat Delhi Dynamos 2-0 on Tuesday. Playing in front of a home crowd, Delhi failed to create any scoring opportunities. They held the visitors at bay for most of the game but eventually slipped up against an aggressive Northeast FC. Northeast could have scored as early as the 5th minute. Bartholomew Ugbeche tackled the Delhi defence with help from Redeem Klang, but his powerful kick bounced off the crossbar. After nearly 80 minutes, Northeast finally broke through Delhi's defences. Federico Gallego stormed down the left flank into the box and sent a stunning kick into the bottom right corner of Delhi's goalpost. 8 minutes later, Gallego was in the mix once again. He intercepted a pass from Pritham Kotal and sent it to the relentless Ugbeche, who sent the ball crashing into Delhi's net, making it 2-0 for Northeast United. An update on tennis now. The $125,000 L&T Mumbai Open began last Saturday. On Tuesday, third-seeded American player Sasha Vickery and former Wimbledon runner-up Sabine Lisicki exited the tournament after losing in the first round. Vickery, ranked 96 in the world, was playing her first match in almost 2 months following a tear in the knee. She faced Denise Khazaniuk of Israel, who is ranked 252 in the world. She won the first set 6-2, lost the second 5-7 and retired hurt in the third set. She was trailing 1-5 when she forfeited the match. 2013 Wimbledon runner-up Sabine Lisicki of Germany also crashed out after her first-round loss to Nao Hibino of Japan. Lisicki's game was erratic as her serves and ground strokes went awry frequently. Hibino lost the first set but played a disciplined match to win 3-6, 6-3, 6-4. In football action, Santiago Solari, who was made temporary coach of Real Madrid following the dismissal of Julen Lopetegui, said he is open to becoming long-term coach for the La Liga team. On Tuesday morning, after Lopetegui was sacked by Real Madrid, Solari was promoted from his earlier role as manager of the club's B team, Castilla. He oversaw training as Real Madrid's coach for the first time yesterday in Valdebebas. The Argentine, who played for Real Madrid from 2000 to 2005, will perform coaching duties for the team's Copa del Rey game in Melilla tomorrow. He said, and I quote, "It's a great opportunity and it's a great club. I don't just say that now as coach of the first team. I've been here with other teams. I've played and sweated in the shirt of this club. Madrid is bigger than all of us, but it touches us all with its greatness. I want to be a part of it," unquote. Even as Solari indicated his interest publicly, Madrid sounded out former Chelsea and Juventus coach Antonio Conte. However, discussions have not been smooth. The club also reportedly shortlisted Roberto Martinez and former midfielder Guti for the role of coach. Solari dismissed comparisons with Zinedine Zidane, who went from coaching Castilla to leading Real Madrid to 3 consecutive Champions League titles. He said, and I quote, "He's one of the greatest things we've ever had at this club. He's very calm, a great coach, and nobody can compare to him," unquote. And finally, an update on the 6th season of the Pro Kabaddi League. Gujarat Fortune Giants continued their impressive run this year, beating Puneri Paltan 37-27 on Tuesday. Both teams started cautiously. There was more than one empty raid before Sachin got a touch point to make it 1-0 for Gujarat. Nitin Tomar also made a great start and soon scored 2 points to make it 4-2 for Puneri Paltan. Rinku Narwal slipped up, allowing Sachin to get free of his grab, but made up for it by tackling Ajay Kumar and Mahendra Rajput. An unsuccessful raid in the 13th minute by Tomar saw Pune fall behind 8-10. He had to sit out after sustaining an injury, and soon the Puneris were handed an all-out in the 15th minute. A little later, the scoreline read 9-15 in favour of Gujarat. As the match wore on, Pune reduced the deficit to 2 points, but Gujarat again scored big thanks to a great super raid by Mahendra Rajput. Gujarat eventually took the game 37-27. The match also saw Puneri Paltan's Nitin Tomar achieve his 100th raid point of the season.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.